Geeks in Space, Slashdot Radio.
Oh, we're going.
All right,
we have
it's alive.
Sound.
It's pretty exciting when actually all the technology begins to work.
Yes, technology, it's amazing.
That's
once
my
it,
favorite
you know,
part.
Actually works properly.
Yeah, we're coaxing a recording out of it. Woo, yeah, woo.
It's like one of those old crank-powered things. You know, if somebody stops cranking, then the recording stops, and then pff, it's all sad.
So get to work, Potter.
That's right. You're listening to Geeks in Space. This is, I don't know, episode 843. We're broadcasting inside of the stomach of a whale.
Jonah is really getting in my shit, though. So,
you said it! You totally said the word! Now I have to bleep you. Oh, yes! But this is not...
I'm unbleepable!
I'm sorry, this episode will be rated PG-13.
Yes, we'll show part of a breast as well later on.
Just wait. It's going to be, cowboy nails, but that's all right. We should probably do our regular round
of introductions.
That's
not in my contract, actually.
You'd be surprised, dude.
You signed the release form, dude. We can do pretty much anything we want.
I hate you, and I hate your lawyers.
Well, you know, we got really good lawyers, so you're going to have to be very careful.
That's why I really hate them.
Hey, get in closer to your microphone, dude.
Okay,
there you go.
Yeah, that's
better. You gotta be louder, because, see, people like to hear you. You're like people's favorite part of the show. We're not really sure why.
Neither am I.
Yeah, I guess, I think he pretty much is, because I think he's probably the most lively person
right,
in the
well,
entire
he,
show.
Basically what it comes down to is, you know, about every 30, 40 seconds, Potter makes a quip, and that's what the funny part. And the rest of it is pretty much just us bantering, and we don't have Nate this week.
No, Nate is gone.
Nate is in California.
I am here. I'm Jeff Hemos Bates.
Yeah, I'm Rob Commander Taco Malda.
I'm Jonathan Cowboy Neil Potter. And AKA the Tom Servo of Geeks in Space.
Can I be Crow? Or do I have to be Mike? No, I'm Joel.
No, Crow.
No, Joel.
Crow.
Joel.
A lot of exciting stuff has happened this week. DoubleClick lying to anyone and everything. Some new releases of fun software. The government is apparently totally incapable of cracking encryption, even given 5 years with the data to themselves.
Hey, dudes, let's, like, talk about some of these things.
Oh, well, this is like the introduction.
This is like your introductory paragraph?
This is teasers, baby.
Coming ahead in the next hour, we'll have.
This is the negligee of information.
If we had commercials, it'd be great, because, you know, now we could say, now that's all coming up after this, and, you know, then it stops, and then, you know, there's, like, something where they advertise, Pringles or something.
Pringles.
Once you pop, you can't stop. And then,
we're in an advertisement already.
Right. And then it's like, all right, we're back.
Yeah, we're back. We're going to be talking about story number one now. Yeah.
First up on the list, we've got Kevin Mitnick.
Yeah. Well, all right. We'll talk about Kevin Mitnick first, then.
He's a regular favorite topic on Slashdot, of course.
Oh, yeah. And Emmett wanted his name mentioned. So there you go, Emmett. There's your name. Anyway.
Dude, now everybody and their brother is going to email us and ask
Emmett
us to do
that. Well,
Emmett
is a Slashdot author.
Right.
He can do that.
All right.
Yeah, else we're going to have to give, like, shouts out to our crew.
Yeah, I'd like to give a shout out to my posse down in Pennsylvania.
Right. So,
yeah, the Mitnick
Kevin
thing.
Mitnick, the New York Times is carrying the article right now.
Free login
required. Oh, sorry. I'm
Jerks.
Just so used to saying that.
If you don't, we get flamed.
The New York Times is carrying an article that Kevin, who, you know, as probably most of you know, was freed a week ago. Yeah, it was a week ago. That Kevin wants to get some of his data back. The government's had his data now the whole time he's been in jail. I mean, even before that when they had seized it. So they've had it for 5+ years. And Kevin wants some of his data back. He didn't encrypt all of it, from what I understand, but he encrypted some parts of it, and it's still encrypted. And Kevin wants it back, but the government refuses to give it back to him until he gives them the key so that they can decrypt the data. The part that I find most funny is this is the United States government. They have supercomputers out the wazoo.
They can't break 1993. When must have this been encrypted? 93, 94?
Yeah, probably 94.
So what is it, like 12 bits of encryption? You can do it on like your TI-85 now?
Yeah, so the government apparently has had this. They've sat on it for
5 years.
Yeah, 5 years. You know, my VIO could brute force that in 5 years.
Well, it's probably just porn anyway.
Well, dude, that's why the government wants it.
They're like, it's Kevin Mitnick's porn. It's the best porn. It's the elitist porn.
Free Kevin's porn.
They want to be, you know, the government, if you have a boring government job, okay, face it, you don't have really anything interesting. You want to break in and see Kevin's porn, because that's the best thing that's going to happen to you in, like, 6 months. It's not every 6 months that, like, you know, Monica Lewinsky happens or something. Most of the time working in the government's probably pretty dull.
I can see that.
Yeah, I would guess so.
Especially, you know, if that's like, if your job is, I guess, you know, convicting computer felons or something from 5 years ago.
Yeah, that doesn't sound very exciting. So, yeah, I guess I find the whole thing incredibly funny that
we are the United States government. We are the most powerful nation in the world, and we can't crack 5-year-old encryption in 5 years.
Jeez.
That's awesome. Our government at work for us.
The other interesting thing that has occurred over the last week, well, one of them, I'm sure there are many, was DoubleClick, who, despite having made assurances over a year ago with their purchase of Abacus Direct, no, we just purchased a giant database of everyone's username, of your name
home,
and
phone
address.
Number, address,
and
social
we're not going to correlate it with the fact that we track whatever banner ads you see and what your habits are.
So apparently now it's important to know that somewhere out in DoubleClick's computer land, there is a computer that has your name and your address and every website you visited.
Yep.
So if you've been frequenting any of the, what, million or the 11,000 DoubleClick websites,
yeah,
or something, there's a very good chance that your computer is on file. And for those of you who, once again, this all ties back into porn, have been browsing porn sites. Actually, I suppose DoubleClick doesn't have a lot of porn.
No, I don't think they do a lot of porn.
They might be able to, you know, find out my deep, dark secret, you know, that I spend all of my time reading BOS websites or something.
Well, I find the whole thing really funny because the Mitnick thing is a clear example that the government is pretty incapable when it comes to certain aspects of being Big Brother. Well, DoubleClick, on the other hand, has managed to tie the whole thing together pretty well.
That's right. So I figure, you know, it's only a matter of time before DoubleClick usurps. Well, maybe we could have, like, a fourth branch of government. We
Double
could have
click.
The DoubleClick branch. And they're like the Big Brother. They just make sure that...
You will purchase online.
They just make sure that, you know, you're all good. Oh, I do want to make another point, just that a lot of the articles that have been floating around about this whole DoubleClick thing basically have summarized it to, cookies are going to kill you all.
Cookie!
You know, and...
You can opt out of the DoubleClick thing.
Of course you can opt out of
the DoubleClick.
The
link is on the page, so... I opted out like 8 months ago or something.
Mm-hmm.
I double checked. I'm a good boy. I'm a smart
boy.
Well,
you're a bad boy because you're not willing to play nicely. See,
I'm not willing to pass all the commercial information in the world.
I have a weird perspective on commercials because, you know, on one hand, I want narrowcasting of commercials because, okay, I'm watching a TV show and suddenly there's a commercial for tampons. Okay, I don't want a commercial for tampons. And if I can fill out a form somewhere that says, look, I want to know about new hard drives and I want to know about not tampons. Okay, I'll fill out a form and give you this kind of information about me if it means that you promise that I don't have to see any more commercials for... Mom, do you ever have that unfresh feeling?
Once in a while. Oh, you were talking about...
I was talking figuratively. We have an unfresh feeling about Potter whenever he's in the room. No, I'm willing to give somebody that information. I'm not necessarily so willing to let them tie that to my phone number, social security number, and home address.
And his mortgage.
And my mortgage, which, you know, is probably also in a big computer somewhere that you all can look at.
Mm-hmm.
Along with, like, everybody's...
I'm looking at it right now, as a matter of fact.
Dude.
Oh, jeez. No, I mean, I'm looking at the DoubleClick story.
Yeah, you're reading porn.
Yeah.
Now, I see, so I'm kind of in a weird spot about that, because I am willing to give information out to advertisers as long as, you know, I can choose what information I give, and as long as their part of that deal is they make sure that I don't see commercials that don't target me at all. Because I live in a world where, you know, wouldn't it be sweet if, you know, I'm going to watch TV occasionally, and I'm going to see commercials. Wouldn't it be sweet if the commercials were things that I cared about? I don't need to see a Saturn commercial, but if I saw a computer for, like, you know, some new CPU that came out, I'd just be like, yeah. Or, you know, this new laptop, or, you know, look, our laptops are 17 inches now. You know, I would be really excited about that, but I should be allowed to choose. And that's really, it's kind of the scary part.
Well, one short rant brought
Woo!
To you by Robert W. Malta.
Thank you. Thank you.
But the continuing and kind of the concluding part to the double click thing is, so this has come out over the last week, and today it was announced that a woman in California is suing double click, alleging that they violated her privacy rights by, basically saying for the last year, no, we're not filing and collating our information. Honest. Scouts honor. And that they obviously have been doing it.
There was a related one in Texas where somebody was actually going after Yahoo, I think, for the same thing, because they were connecting, you know, all their different sites together and basically tracking the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
And that goes against apparently certain laws in Texas. I didn't follow that one.
Well, yeah, all my exes are there, too.
Whoa.
Yeah, and the double click response to it has been, shall we say, very corporate. The talking with Rob Limo, one of our authors, the kind of, well, we may have to refer this to our legal department when we first posted the story and that type of thing. So, way to go, double click. Not only were you lying, but now you've turned it into a PR disaster.
Nah.
Good work.
Nah. And everybody, you can download things like Junkbuster and just don't, you know, bust, you know, websites that you like.
Like /. And click on the banner ad.
And click on the banner
ad. At least...
Once a day.
Three times a day.
Once a day, dude.
That'd
be great.
Twice a day. We'll compromise.
You're allowed to click twice a day. Any more than that, and we think you're obsessive and a little weird. So,
no,
actually, while
no
we're talking way. About /. We might as well mention that after, I don't know, a year of delay, we finally released a new version of Slash. The last version, as many of you know, was, I guess, pre-0.3. And I was working on 0.4 for a long time, and as you can well imagine, I tend to get bogged down with other things besides writing code. But we finally, we've been working, actually, Patrick and Potter and myself specifically, mainly, have been working, I mean, like, for the last several months, for many, many hours a week on getting this new version out. It's 0.9. It's actually out. We've got a URL for it. It's /code.com. Basically,
we live in a .com world.
This is a .com world. I'm a .com boy, and this is a .com world. The for those of you who don't know,
I'm the
operator of my
calculator. Melody. Oh.
Yeah. The gist of it is basically this is the source code that runs /. For better or for worse, it's pretty darn close to exactly the same code. There's the only thing that we actually took out of it was slash boxes that we needed permission to from remote sites to actually use. So, you know, if you guys want to set up your own weblog, I don't know, talk about cats, your favorite cheese, wines.
Scratching. I need a new scratching site.
Yeah, Potter's going to be opening his...
he's referring to
DJ
Cowboy
Neil,
not himself. Thank you.
Although he does do the scratching of himself quite extensively. And
I don't know about
occasionally, huge mountains of dead skin.
Extensive. I think it's when warranted, but...
Yeah, right.
But it's all perspective nowadays.
Anyway, the good part about the code is that this means that I guess some of the trollers and flamers will shut up finally and let us actually work instead of wasting all of our time replying to their messages saying, leave us alone, we're busy writing code. But the positive side is that, you know, cool, you guys can go set up weblogs and... you know, you can do whatever you want to do with that. It's going to be kind of interesting. There's actually a new version out from, we released the 0.9. There's a 0.91 actually out now on /code.com. And the reason for that was that we accidentally left one of my email addresses hard-coded into the thing. So if you downloaded 0.9, upgrade, because I'm really sick of getting all these emails in my box. I don't want them.
It reminds me quite a bit of the AdFoo fiasco, where people
right.
downloaded AdFoo and
I get...
Someone out there is running AdFoo and is sending reports to super@user.com, which, amazingly enough, is not a valid email address. So I get the bounces for that. Let's see, I also get the bounces for when it's sent to just root. That bounces back to me. So if you're running AdFoo...
Upgrade.
Please, make it so that I don't get your email.
The beauty was the AdFoo tarball that had Nate's dot files in it.
Yeah.
Oh, here's my bash RC.
That was
how would you like some private keys?
Here's my private key directory. Aha! Those are collector's items somewhere.
Collect them all.
Well, if the government had them, you know, maybe it won't take them 5 years to crack all of Nate's personal data.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure the government's really interested in putting Nate in jail, though.
Yeah, but that's because all of his personal information is porn. He doesn't really have anything else on his laptop.
He's more of a Playboy aficionado.
I'm not saying that it's porn, but it's naked porn. Naked. Totally naked.
No, there's a difference between naked and naked. Naked is when you don't have any clothes on. Naked is when you don't have any clothes on and you're up to something.
And you're up to something.
So we also should probably mention Server 51. Well, I made a little bit of a boo-boo. When I announced the story, I linked, we had a CVS page on something called Server 51.
Rob wasn't supposed to link to Server 51.
I wasn't supposed to link to Server 51 quite yet, because it's not quite out of alpha testing yet. What Server 51 is it's Andover and Freshmeat have been putting together an open source hosting site, which is going to provide mailing lists, bug tracking, CVS, combined with what Freshmeat already does, which is, you know, tracking and keeping track of new releases.
We should mention, if you have a project and you're interested in having it hosted, you should... Is it Joshua?
Joshua.
Email Joshua, that's Joshua dot...
We should alias Josh.
Yeah, we should. Joshua dot Freeman, which
you can
is,
spell Freeman.
Yeah, Freeman.
Freeman.
At andover.net, and he can set you up.
Right, we're going to be... they're not ready for that, so you don't do it quite yet. They're setting it all up now. It's almost ready to go, and we've actually got a bunch of projects that we've been testing it with. That'll be ready sooner or later, probably more sooner than later. And it's going to be pretty cool. Unfortunately, I wasn't supposed to link it, on Wednesday, because I think I made them a little sad, because they're, like, frantically trying to move this machine from some Pentium that they had in the office that they were writing code on to something real, I don't know, at a colo that could handle the bandwidth. It's like, oops, we made a boo-boo. And I'm very sorry about that to everybody at Andover that I caused to jump really fast.
Yeah, that and please stop sending the ticking packages.
Yeah, we don't like the ticking packages.
The FedEx guy is getting pretty suspicious.
Well, like, he's like hanging around the front yard and stuff, and I don't think it's just because we gave him cookies.
Actually, I like the UPS guy, because when you look at him through the little peephole, you can see him shaking the package and listening to it before you answer the door.
Once when my laptop, when my bio came back, Potter opened the door and he dropped it.
Just boom, there it is. Nah.
However, it does work.
UPS, so. Proudly caring for your stuff.
Yes.
Sounds broken, most likely.
No, I just find the FedEx guys and the UPS guys around. Ooh, hiccup. Around here, pretty amusing, because they know that that Potter and myself and Nate and Hemus and the office, you know, despite the fact that there are four addresses and four apartments, they know to bring all of the stuff to one apartment, because they know that that's where we all are.
Yep.
So that's pretty cool. When
I like that.
When they get that all sorted out, that's pretty sweet. Because then, you know, you can screw up and accidentally put the wrong address on, and it's all good.
It's so, the little things in life that give joy.
It's the little things that really make me happy. I don't really have much. But,
I don't have much.
I don't have much, but what I do have, I care deeply for.
One of the other interesting things, XMMS 1.0.0 has been released.
1.0.
And Mozilla is officially alpha now. What
yep.
is it, M13?
We've gone from that mysterious developing to that less mysterious but still pretty dang scary alpha stage, followed by
beta,
and, you know, if we're lucky,
a release,
which, you know, currently they're expecting that to happen somewhere around 2007, but from what I'm hearing, and I haven't actually installed it yet, because I have an ISDN line right now, and it takes a little while to download these things, I'm hearing that M13 is actually, in most cases, more stable than Netscape 4.7.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's pretty high praise.
Hey, I've had a lot of good Netscape karma lately. It hasn't crashed in, like, 3 days.
Dude, my Netscape has been going up and down like a yo-yo.
Mine locked up today during some online shopping. Which is always a pisser, because I lost my whole shopping cart.
Yep, that's the worst. Now you will go and you will enter all over again the things that you wish to have. So is there anything else interesting out there?
Oh, next week, Linux World.
Linux World Conference and Exhibition in New York.
In New York, the Javits Center.
So we're going to the city.
The conference begins on Tuesday. That is the first. And the expo begins on Wednesday, running until Friday. We will be there. We will be square.
We'll be broadcasting
a lot.
They want us to be broadcasting twice a day. Now I'm explaining.
They want
to them
me to
that
take the microphone into the bathroom.
I think they want like 24/7 updates.
Right. They want basically real time all the time.
Here we are at hour 35. We are currently sleeping.
Sleeping.
Situation is tense as.
Yeah. We're not thinking it's going to be quite like that. But
however, probably a couple times a day.
Assuming that we can figure out the extremely advanced technology. I think our cast of characters is going to include all the usual GIS regulars, and also Emmett is going to be making
Emmett
fairly
Schmennett.
Regular appearances. Are we going to be bringing instruments? Is that like the plan?
Emmett will have his accordion.
I have to bring a guitar then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a push for me to bring the 505.
And you're going to be scratching, right? You're going to be scratching, right?
No.
You're not going to be scratching?
Well, I don't think he could get all the records and all that stuff out.
Carry on. We can ship it.
I have FAA-approved flight cases.
Oh, jeez.
Yes! He's totally ready to go on the road. MC Potter. Actually, don't you have like some of your music on CowboyNeil.org?
Not anything with scratches in it yet.
Well, you should be getting on that.
Yeah, go to CowboyNeil.org, and you can download some Potter originals.
And he actually has been contacted by internet record labels. So we all know, we're just waiting for him, you know, to vest and run, because he's like, I'm going on to be a rock star.
I'm going on tour. It's going to be a hoot.
I need groupies. Computers are not the way to get groupies. I'm going on tour.
God. I disavow any and all knowledge.
I can't wait until 5 years from now when I'm all addicted to heroin.
And then 10 years from now when you sober up and get a Behind the Music special.
Before they were stars.
He did this crappy website called Slashdot.
We should mention we're going to be doing the Beanie Awards.
That's right. Actually, the voting for that closes this evening at 8, which means...
Closed yesterday.
Voting is closed. Don't vote.
Don't vote.
Stop voting. The winners have been selected, but
yeah, we should
knows.
Make sure we pull the voting script,
yeah,
I think.
What do they do with... I
put a thing up that says voting has ended, go away, or something like that.
Doesn't the accounting firm... how do they do that with, like, the Grammys? Isn't there, like, an accounting firm that, like,
that audits it?
Yeah.
I think I was the accounting firm.
All right. The accounting firm of Potter and Cowboy Neil.
Actually, it's Potter and Potter. Potter is the name of the accounting firm.
It could be John and Potter. Potter and John.
And I certify that it was done fairly honest. Wink, wink.
Dude, he just made a face. I think he won all the awards.
Including the Hemos Award.
You're not eligible, dude. As an Andover.net employee, you are ineligible to win an award.
Oh. Okay, well, there's new winners. Hold on.
We've changed them all. Yeah, we're going to be announcing those next week, and I guess
that'll be the party.
On Thursday?
It'll be Thursday, February 3rd. It'll be held at the China Club from 7 to 10. Free beer, free food.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're coming, stop by the Andover.net booth, and we'll get you some invites. It can hold like 1,000 people, so actually I think it can hold like 1,200.
Excellent. And are we going to get Sandplan? Is that the game yet?
I don't think we will.
Oh.
Yeah.
We're gonna have some crappy person playing music.
I think it's like, well, the China Club, when I was talking to Janet is our PR person for Andover.
She
and
organizes parties.
That and Janet also does
a
corporate
lot.
Relations. Janet is wonderful. Everyone should say a thankful prayer for Janet, because otherwise Rob and I would have gone postal about 6 months ago.
And we've got the Uzis.
We do.
We keep them in little boxes. Cardboard boxes. So if we get really mad, we don't even need to find keys.
And they're loaded. And I filed off the safety.
There is no safety.
Thanks to American military overspending.
Your government at work. They
and
can't
never before precedented surplus. We know.
Given 5 years, they can't crack encryption keys, but they can sell us Uzis for $5.
I don't know what you're talking about. Anyway, China Club. 7 to 10 p.m.
We
come
announce
on
the
down.
Winners. The winners get, some of them get money, some of them get propeller beanies, and some of them get hugs from our very own John Cowboy Neil Potter.
And some of them I'll punch in the gut with a giant spike.
No, dude, that's the losers.
Hey, you weren't supposed to bring that up until
the
actual.
Oh, no, that's a surprise, so don't tell anyone who watched.
That was just to lure people there.
Ah. Oh, dear God. So what else do we got on the docket? Are we wrapping up?
Yeah, we we're at like 24 minutes, so I think it's time to wrap up.
Wow, this show has been one of our most wordy, and without
verbose.
Nate, and without Nate, no less.
Maybe Nate's a conversation inhibitor.
Nate is—he's like a reducer. Oh. He's like—he's like putting a sock over your head.
And
nice. We forgot. You have to
email
Kurt
at thepope.org,
and you have to—I don't know—the crawl invasion is underway, and we're a little scared because there's crawls all over the place.
And ask Kurt if the nasty rash has gone away.
Right. He's a little embarrassed about it, but you just keep asking him. He might not reply the first time, but just keep asking
Maybe
him about it.
Maybe even set up a script to email Kurt every hour.
Every hour on the hour, if Kurt gets a question, you know, about his rash, you know, it probably would slowly drive him mad. And we're not necessarily endorsing that, but we think it'd be pretty funny.
Anyway, aren't you glad you don't have friends like us?
Hey, yeah, we're the greatest kind of friends. You've just listened to 25 minutes of Geeks in Space, which I'd have to say is 14 minutes too many. We'll catch you guys next week.